steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
There have been some figures bandied about of price rises at Optus Stadium. Not much to worry about this year since we're talking footy. Fallen mid-strength pints have gone up 10 cents.
Oh,
so that's all right. Meat pies have also copped a 10-cent increase. They're now $5.30.
$5.30?
That's a lot for a pie, I know. The big price increase is bottled water, which has gone up another 50 cents to
$4.50. $4.50 for a bottle of water?
Although that remains cheaper than every other major footy venue besides the
that
MCG.
That is ridiculous. Something that comes out of the tap.
Well, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Just that's via a bottle.
So you're paying $4.50 for a plastic bottle.
Well, isn't that always the way, though? You're always pretty much paying for the packaging.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Anyway, it's not too much of a hike for 2019. That's the good news for footy fans. It's just as expensive as always.
Yeah.
You know, today's Commonwealth Day, which used to be known as Empire Day. It marks the 70th anniversary of the formation of the Commonwealth as it is today.
Shouldn't we be having a day off then?
This is what I thought. We have the Queen as the head of state. There's a thing called Commonwealth Day.
And we don't celebrate it.
The British don't get a day off either, to be fair.
Well,
so yeah.
Come on, Queenie. Make it happen.
Sort it out and we'll keep you for a bit longer.
Oh!
Nikki and Zamello's.
It's a very, very
weird world.
So a bloke who was stranded in central Oregon snow, like snowed in, left in his car for 5 days, right?
5 days?
Him and his dog.
Did he have any food?
Well, he survived by eating, well, water's easy enough. You can kind of get snowy stuff and melt it.
Lick the ice.
But food, he was lucky. He ate taco sauce packets. From taco.
Sorry, do you say tacos?
Taco. Is that what this is going to turn into?
Taco?
I don't think in my life I've ever actually said taco.
Just today you decided.
Just then.
Taco.
Yeah, that's right. I'm making a stand.
You know,
I'm
I could really go for a taco.
Yeah. Anyway.
Bit of boffa. You love a bit of taco.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're a gangster. Sauce, taco. Now I don't even know what I do.
I don't even know who I am.
My name is anymore. Anyway, he had taco sauce packets and that's what he ate.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going for,
taco.
People like you can understand me, I'll say taco. He's an avid outdoorsman, this Jeremy Taylor. He told rescuers that he and his dog, Ellie, slept in the car. After snow meant that he couldn't drive home, he'd turn the engine on to periodically warm up and survive for 5 days on taco sauce packets.
That is so sweet.
It was also going to be a world first, I reckon. The first time ever that a bloke owes his life to fast food.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And here's Tricky Nicky.
Hey, I like that one. Now, don't be fooled by them rocks that she's got. J-Lo is engaged for, wait for it, the sixth time.
Wow.
Yeah. She broke the news of her engagement to ex-New York Yankee star Alex Rodriguez via Instagram, where she posted a picture of the massive engagement ring that diamond experts estimate to be worth $1 million. If only.
How many carats? Is it like a 50 carats?
Oh, how many carats can you have? That'd be how many it is. Okay. If she indeed gets married to A-Rod, this will be her fifth marriage.
What? Does she somehow fall over quite often between engagement and marriage?
Well, this is her sixth engagement, but she's been married. She will be married 5 times if she gets engaged. So one of the engagements was called off.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, good on her. I hope it all works out.
Yeah, absolutely.
With her $1 million engagement ring. Anyway, the Jonas Brothers appeared on the Late Late Show's latest carpool karaoke episode with James Corden over the weekend and took a lie detector test with some very interesting results.
Are you a better singer than your brothers?
That's a lie.
Do any of your brothers' wives get on your nerves?
No.
Bye.
Dangerous territory there.
Oh, just a bit.
The boys also sung their latest tune, Sucker, whilst cruising around the streets.
I'm a sucker for you. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all the subliminal things. No one knows about you. About you. About you. Sucker for you.
Yeah, they should have just recorded that in a car.
Yeah, how good is that?
Pretty good.
An episode of The Simpsons featuring Michael Jackson has been pulled from circulation.
Ah.
Executive producer James L. Brooks, creator Matt Groening, and showrunner Al Jean have made the decision after watching HBO's Leaving Neverland documentary. The 1991 episode featured Jackson voicing character Leon Kompowski, a man who believes he is the king of pop. In a statement, Brooks said, "It feels clearly the only choice to make. The guys I work with, where we spend our lives arguing over jokes, were of one mind on this."
Yeah, not the only place to be backing away from Michael Jackson-related material at the moment.
Dangerous territory.